I think where we are right at the moment is yesterday, and it's very short time ago, we, for the first time, explained to the situation to the players. We explained what Reg Dickerson, David Leatherdale and John Carr went through in Bangladesh and India, and explained the security plan that's in place for them. Up till now, our message to them has been, put it to one side, we'll deal with it later on. And so it's that information is right in their minds at the moment. It is absolutely right and proper. They reflect on that, take their time, ask any further questions they have. You know, personally, I'm very, very comforted and satisfied with the security plan that is going to be put in place. I think it's a safe place to tour. And as a result, I'm hopeful that we have two full squads that go out and participate on that tour. I am going, firstly, and, you know, I've been through this situation in very similar circumstances in Mumbai in 2008. The squad as a whole made the decision to go on that tour. I look back on it and say that was absolutely the right decision. But I'm obviously cognizant of the fact that this is slightly different and it's different circumstances, and we shouldn't just lump the two together. As I said, this is all quite raw, and it's only just happened. So it's right that we just give them some time to kind of digest it all and come back to us with any further questions. The thing for us to do now is to let the dust settle, to support them in any way we can and share any further information we get with them. You know, Reg Dickerson is with the team 24 hours a day, and he can have a lot of one-to-one conversations. My door's always open, and that's the route we're going down for the time being. You know, I'm very empathetic to this situation, having been through it myself. This is difficult stuff, and our job is to assure the players it is safe to go. I'm absolutely certain it is. So to assure them it is safe to go, and hopefully if we do that, we'll get two full squads to tour. In an ideal world, they'll come to a decision sooner rather than later, but for the time being, it's not for us to pressurise them, it's for us to help them.
What about fans? The media, obviously, they're going to be travelling as well. Do those same security solutions work for them as well?
Well, the only thing it's worth saying is the reason we've decided to go ahead with this tour is based on security that's in place for the players and the management. In a way, that's all we can control, really. So, you know, as far as media is concerned, and as far as supporters are concerned, I think it's really important to stress that you need to make your own assessments and to follow any advice you're given, particularly that advice that is given from the Foreign Office with regards to travelling to Bangladesh. Anyone who's considering it, it's an individual decision for them to make, and let's, you know, hopefully make sure you're as informed as possible when you do make that decision.
What's the situation with Alastair Cook, with obviously a baby due at around the same time?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, she is due at some stage during the tour, and, you know, it's his decision as to whether he wants to come back to the birth. I think that's a completely separate matter to whether he'll make himself available for the tour. Let's let the dust settle, and when we've got something to say on who's going, we'll make those comments. For the time being, it's wrong for us to put words in anyone's mouth, and we haven't asked for anyone to categorically make themselves available at this point. So that's something for down the track, and obviously, as you say, the timescale's relatively short, but we have got a bit more time still.
What would be the situation, do you think, if a player decided not to go? Would it affect his future as an England player?
Well, I think it would be wrong for us to give the impression we're trying to coerce people into touring. You know, our job is to assure the players that it's safe to do so. And if it is safe to do so, then there's no other reason not to go, really. So, you know, that's our job now to persuade and influence, and hopefully to make people feel comfortable that it's okay to go.